And soon, the image and shape of cats began to appear on everyday objects. Cat images appeared on jewelry that a person would wear around the neck or arm, or on the ear. People owned cat statues. Women even began copying the look of the cat. They painted around their eyes to look more cat-like.
Many Egyptians even worshipped a cat goddess, a female god. She had the body of a woman, but the head of a cat. They called her Bastet. They believed that Bastet protected women, children, and domestic cats from harm. Every year, Egyptians had a celebration for her.
Egyptians valued cats so much that they worked very hard to protect them. During one time in Egyptian history, it was illegal to kill a cat, even by accident. The punishment for this act was death.
Many experts say that domestic cats began to spread quickly from Egypt through other parts of the world. Today, millions of people around the world still own cats as pets.
And people still recognize the mysterious nature of the cat. In fact, cats have been the subjects of many beliefs and stories around the world, some good and some bad. You have probably heard a few interesting beliefs or stories about cats from your own country. Many of these beliefs are superstitions. Superstitions are beliefs that are not based in fact. Here are some superstitions about cats from cultures around the world. Some of these superstitions are very old, but they may still influence cat owners in particular areas today.
When a cat washes behind his ears, you may expect visitors. This is a Dutch superstition.
An old English superstition says, if a cat leaves a house forever, the people living there will always be sick.